TV licensing promotes 50% blind concession. Did you know you or the clients you advise could be entitled to a 50% concession on a TV license? We recently partnered up with the RNIB to spread the message throughout the UK about the discount available to people who are severely sight impaired or blind. A blind concession TV license costs £72.75 for colour television and £24.50 for a black and white set. Last year, more than 37,400 blind concessionary licenses were issued in the UK. Speaking at the launch of the Concession Awareness Campaign, Stephen Farmer from TV Licensing highlighted the positives of collaborating with the RNIB, saying the TV license welcomes the chance to help the RNIB through its office network and volunteers spread the message of the concession and how to apply for it. Andy Barrack, head of the Membership and Information Services at RNIB, added, "Some blind people and their families may not be aware they are eligible to claim a 50% reduction in the cost of their TV license. This is important as TV continues to be a popular form of entertainment for many people with sight loss, thanks in part to the recent improvements in Talking TV programme guides. It would also encourage blind people to apply for their reduced TV license if they haven't already done so. Living carers or family members can also benefit from the concession. If you advise someone who lives with a person who is severely sight impaired or blind, check if they have a full fee TV license in their name. If so, they can transfer the license to the name of the person who is severely sight impaired and receive the concession. To do this, fill in the form available at tvlicensing.co.uk/blind or contact TV Licensing on 0300 790 0366 and speak to someone over the phone."
Telescope, TV Licensing's look at the nation's viewing habits. We recently launched our annual study of the nation's viewing habits. Outside the usual topics of devices and how much time people spend watching TV, the report also looks at children's television and viewing habits now and in the past. Everybody has their favourite TV character, programme or genre from their childhood, and our survey revealed programmes involving puppetry or craft were popular across all age groups. Top facts from Telescope. Children spend 2 hours, 23 minutes a day watching TV, an hour and a half less than the national average for adults. Almost half of all children aged 5 to 15 use devices to watch TV, and 98% spend time sitting in front of the traditional living room TV set. The use of tablets at home has tripled to 42% from 14% in 2012 for 5 to 15-year-olds.
TV licensing on the road. TV licensing works closely with community organisations throughout the UK. In this edition, we focus on the Disability Resource Centre, DRC, in Bedfordshire. In Brief talks to Chief Executive Mick Dillon as the centre celebrates its 20th year helping communities in Bedfordshire, Luton and Northamptonshire. We asked Mick, in a nutshell, what is the Disability Resource Centre? He said, "The DRC was set up in 1994 by a group of local disabled people who wanted more information, advice and choice about disability. It's an independent registered charity and in the first year supported 2,000 local people, family and friends with disability issues. The service has grown exponentially since then, now helping approximately 100,000 local people. The centre distributes information and equipment advice and provides money management support. It also handles equipment sales and loans, as well as coordinating beneficiary schemes such as Confident Carers, Disability Employment Support, Disability IT Schemes and Get Back Into Sport." We asked Mick, "What's your position and how did you get involved?" He said, "I'm the Chief Executive of the DRC. I was appointed in 2000 at the tender age of 33. The boy Chief Executive, as I tell people. I'm a qualified architect by profession." We asked him, "Is it unusual for an architect to be running such a charity?" He said, "I'm a powered wheelchair user myself as I have a rare neurological condition, spinal muscular atrophy. Before the DRC, I was designing domestic and local authority buildings when a friend spotted this job and told me to go for it. Basically, the job found me." Next, we asked Mick, "What gives you the most job satisfaction?" He said, "It's satisfying knowing we provide life-changing services for disabled people by disabled people. Every day, all the staff here are challenged to improve people's lives. It can be a simple bit of advice, information, technical knowledge, encouragement, or peer support. It's the connection that makes all the difference.
Next, we asked Mick, what are the typical day-to-day challenges when providing the service? He said, like many charities, there's never enough money to provide all the support we'd like to. We're always being asked to do more with fewer resources, and we're constantly balancing resources against cost. Keeping up to date with changes in central government is also a big challenge. We work across health and social care. Both sectors have experienced huge changes over the past 50 years. We also work across 5 different local authorities and 3 different health areas, each with different nuances. We asked Mick, what is your proudest achievement so far? He said, I'd say becoming professionally qualified as an architect after studying part-time for 9 years was a great personal achievement. Another one is being nominated by local people to be one of 27 Paralympic ambassadors for the 2012 Games. I went to Trafalgar Square to meet David Cameron, Boris Johnson, Seb Coe, and to receive the Reflame for Bedfordshire and Luton. During the Games, I did a lot of local and regional media work down at the Olympic Village, raising awareness of disability. Next, we asked Mick, what are the benefits of organisations forming partnerships with TV licensing? He replied, if those working for the organisations have any issues for the people they represent, they can raise them directly with the relevant TV licensing department and seek mutually beneficial outcomes. By working closely with TV licensing, we're able to keep abreast of any policy changes that may affect our local people. If you'd like to speak to Mick about anything mentioned above, or if you have any further questions, you can contact him via email at mickdillon@drcbeds.org.uk or on Twitter at disabilitymick.
TV licensing prompts party hosts to get licensed. One of the biggest live TV events in the European music calendar hit our screens recently. Yes, that's right, Eurovision. Millions of homes across the UK tuned in to be dazzled, bewildered and entertained by the lights of Europe, and many people hosted theme parties to mark the occasion. TV licensing prompted party hosts to make sure they had a TV license in order to avoid the risk of facing prosecution and a fine.
TV licensing won't be mailing 14 million customers this year. Haven't heard from TV licensing in a while? Don't worry, as some 40 million households are part of a UK-wide initiative to deliver better value for the licence fee payer by reducing the number of paper TV licences issued. It's important customers notify TV licensing if they move house or change their personal details, as many households will no longer receive an annual paper licence as long as they automatically renew and pay on time. You can update your details anytime online at tvlicensing.co.uk.
Students encouraged to claim a refund. If you are advising anyone with dependents at university, you can let them know students moving home for the summer may be eligible for a 3-month refund on their unused TV licence, worth £36.67. This is brilliant news for students and parents alike, and we encourage those who bought a licence at the start of the academic year to take advantage of it. Refunds on unused quarters are available to all students who are returning to a licensed address over the summer. Providing a licence is no longer needed for their student accommodation.
Ask TV licensing. Is it true that if you let TV licensing know you no longer have a television, they will still send round someone to check? When somebody tells us they don't need a licence, an inquiry officer might visit your home to check. Once the officer has seen there is no TV equipment being used, we will stop sending letters for 2 years from the date of the visit. We never presume guilt, but people sometimes tell us they don't need a licence when they do. How can I advise my clients about the potential decriminalisation of the licence fee? There is no immediate change to the status of licence fee evasion as a criminal offence, and anyone watching live TV without a valid licence risks prosecution and a fine. At the end of March, 2 amendments to the deregulation bill tabled by Andrew Bridgen, MP, were passed by the Bill Committee. These commit the government to carry out a review of whether non-payment of the licence fee should carry civil penalties rather than criminal ones, similar to vehicle tax, within a year of the bill becoming law. As the review hasn't started, we don't know what the outcome will be. Does everyone in the household have to be over 75 years old to receive a free licence? Only one person in the household needs to be over 75 years old. person who is aged over 75 can apply for a licence in a number of different ways, including by post, online at TV.